Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Season of a Clout, episode number 57. Here, let go.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm too rams tough.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Season the Bull. And I'm up here with my dog Winston, who is currently taking a fantastic nap and not worried about anything that the person that feeds him is doing. But I am currently doing an episode of Season of a Cloud, and I'm happy to be here with you, lovely listeners that may be listening and may be doing some other things, maybe driving and texting and listening to me, which you shouldn't be doing, but you might be doing it. I'm not here to judge. Because sometimes I do things that are against the law too, but I'm not here to judge. So wherever you're listening to me at, I'm thankful that you're listening to me because, you know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't have any listeners. Maybe I would, because I'm weird like that. And it's very therapeutic to do this. When I get on here and I'm able to kind of just kind of bitch about things, talk about things that I love, talk about things that I don't love, talk about, you know, weird things that I see in the club, and then weird things that I deal with on social media. I love to talk about it all. But one of the things we are about to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things we're about to talk about is
Alec Burks guarding him from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good. There it is.
What in the
Curry, the all-time three-point king of the NBA.
You gotta understand. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Steffi's in the building. Hold on. Let's run it again. If he was actually in the building, I would pass out. If Steffi Snipes was in the building, if he was on the podcast with me, it wouldn't have happened because I passed out. And he's like, man, look at this nigga. He too big to be passing out. We about to leave. I ain't got time for this shit.
Alec Burks guarding him from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good. There it is. Stephen Curry.
I'm sitting up here with this big old smile on my face. You know, I like to feel like I was kind of a part of it. I helped him get there. Now, was I in the gym with him? No. Was I there when he was practicing and throwing a tennis ball against the wall while dribbling? Nah, I wasn't there, man. But I was there in spirit. I was on his shoulder. Talking about go, little light skin, go, little light skin, go. Go, little light skin, go, little light skin, go. I was there supporting him. I'm a massive fan. Right. So last night, I was locked and loaded. Right. I was in my recliner. Yes, I bought a recliner. All right. Does it make me feel 78? It does, but it's relaxing. If you can go get a recliner, go get one. Don't let anybody think. Don't let people tell you that. Getting reclining, man, you're going to be looking old, man. You feeling real old. You doing old people shit. So it's comfortable. It's amazingly comfortable. I spent almost $1,000 on my recliner. It's amazing. So when I post up in it, I'm usually about to really enjoy myself. I've got a show. I've got a movie. Steffi Snipes is playing, one of the two. So last night I was locked and loaded. I was in my chair. I moved my ass perfectly in my recliner to make sure that I was comfortable for the celebration I was about to have. Now, obviously my neighbors know two things. I'm either, you know, watching something funny because I laugh like a crazy man, right? I'm laughing something out of, you know, my laugh is wild. are the Warriors and Stephanie Snipes is playing. They know this. They have to know. Because all they hear is, Steffi! Steffi! That's what they hear. And then they get the occasional Mike Green bang. I'm a fan, man. I'm a fan. I'm a diehard Curry fan, man. I love to watch him. Pure box office entertainment. I'm telling you.
Alec Burks guarding it from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good.
You know, and I like the dude that was calling the game. I can't think of his. I know the dude. He's a smooth game caller. When he's calling the NBA games, he's good. He's good at what he does. But that deserved to be Mike Green. That deserved a bang. That deserved to be Mike Green calling that game, giving us that shot. Not to say that my guy ain't smooth. I mean, he good. If he was, you know what I'm saying, he calling the local high school game, that's what he do. He good at what he do. You know, if he was outside at Rucker Park, you know, calling them type of games, I love him to do that. But for a Steph Curry, 3-point all-time shot, I need some Mike Green. I need a bang in there. That's just me. I'm not here to judge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to get to that in a little bit. I told you I got that music today. I got some energy today. It's 5:43 p.m. Wednesday, December 15th, and I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. For those that don't know, they're just coming in listening to me. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and it is finally cool enough to do the hoodies. Yes. I'm a hoodie man.
It's good! There it is!
I'm going to occasionally just drop that. Every once in a while, I'll be talking like, yeah, you know, they talking about in the Bible, Jesus gonna return.
It's good! There it is!
You know, I was talking to this girl last Saturday in a club, and she told me she got 5 kids. I said, damn.
It's good! There it is!
So I'm going to occasionally just drop that. Y'all gonna have to, y'all gonna have to stick with me. Occasionally, I'm just gonna drop that because I'm still hype. It's still in my blood. It's still in my blood, man. Let me tell you something. Steph is special to me, you know, because we know he box office. He can shimmy and shake. You know what I'm saying? He can shimmy and shake, put some cinnamon on top, and then drop a bomb on top of your head. You know what I'm saying? From the parking lot, there's a nuclear bomb coming in. Somebody look out, is coming on top of your head. We know he could do it, and I love it. I'm a fan, right? But there's something about being in position in your life, like his dad was an NBA player, fantastic shooter, two-parent household, you know what I'm saying? You got things set up for you. All you got to do is go out there, work, go to school. Don't do no dumb shit. You know, myself, you know, I'm from the slums. I'm from Kansas City. I'm from the slums. Those opportunities wasn't there. I didn't come from a two-parent household with money, right? But you could look and see that Steffi did, right? Steffi came from that platform, and that's okay, right? But the thing I love most is because I know that the story that gets most of the press is, you know, the guy who comes from nothing. He's from the slums. He's from the hood. He's from the projects. He comes from nothing. And he becomes, you know, basically LeBron James story, where I have no problem with it all because I love seeing success, right? I love to see it. I really do. I'm from it. Lived it. Been around it. Smelled it. Inhaled it. That's a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, it's another crackhead. I know about it a lot. Done some shit. Seen some shit. But when you have all these things laid out for you, but you, I don't know, they say you're 6'3", but you're probably 6'2", 145 wet, and you go on to go play ball in the land of giants. Giants and speed. And then you look up, you do what you do at Davidson. Have that fantastic NCAA run. NCAA run. You get into the NBA. Then you find out you got 2 weak ankles. Curry, at the beginning of his career, could not be a streetwalker. I don't even know why I compared the two. because streetwalkers need to walk in heels, his ankles were so soft. He was low top. He's low top motherfucker. You know, I can't get no, don't give me, I can't, you give me some low tops, my shit gonna crack. I can't, you gotta give me some high tops. Poopies hot, I can't do the low top. You know what I'm saying? Ankles was a massive problem. The thing I love most about him and about people in general, people who can take what is a weakness and turn them into a strength and figure out how to work with them. And that's what he did. How can I be in the land of giants with these ankles and be a force of nature? My man will shoot you in the eye from the logo. Stephley Snipes is my guy. I'm the weirdo that goes and buys 20 plus pairs of Curry's. I'm not going to go back home to the hood and then look. Niggas out there banging with some Curry's on. It's just not what it is. You know what I'm saying? I rock with the shoe. I love all the shoes, man. I buy that shit. You know what I'm saying? White people give me thumbs up when I got Curry's on. They be like, oh shit, that's what's up. You got on the Curry's. They fuck with me. I be in Whole Foods, but oh, Curry. I wear LeBron. White people kind of be like, he supports y'all too much. I don't want to support you now because you support LeBron. But I love me some Steph Curry, and I had such a good time watching him break that record last night. Let's go one more time for that, though.
Alec Burks guarding it from the start. Wiggins again. Here's Curry for the record. It's good. There it is.
I think the dude calling the game, though, that specific part, it's good. There it is. I mean, at some point, like, just imagine, because, like, if I'm, it's, you know, you got a little wine and you're sitting with a very hot female, or, you know, a ladies, you sitting with the man, you look, oh, this hot man, and you sitting with him, and y'all on the couch, y'all sipping wine, you know what I'm saying, and y'all back chilling, maybe y'all done chilled once or twice before, and y'all just sitting on the couch, say, oh, this wine, nice, you sipping the wine, everybody feeling real good, and y'all want to do the hanky-panky. Now, you remember as a guy, you say, hey, I remember the last time we did the hanky-panky, you know what I'm saying, it was basically like, like a blowtorching the rug. It was really dry down there. It wasn't a fun time. You had to grab lube. It's a lot of lube. You had to put a lot of lube down there. That's never fun, man. I don't even know if you feel comfortable reaching for the lube. You ever had to reach for the lube on a woman? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you grab the lube. It's kind of uncomfortable. Hey, I got to grab this because I can't enter. And it's like burnt. And then it's like fire. And if we could explode, I don't want to have that happen. And the same thing for a woman. What if you want to do the hanky panky? And then dude can't even, he can't get excited. Right. Last time he was like, he wasn't all the way hard. It was falling out because it was. I understand. Right. But then you're drinking wine on the couch. Y'all chilling. You want to do the hanky panky. And everything is perfect. I would just love to hear.
It's good. There it is.
I mean, it would just make the world to me for me to hear.
It's good.
When both sides are working together, you got fucking wet pussy and hard dick. There you go.
It's good. There it is.
Oh, just glorious. You know what I'm saying? You go to the kitchen, you're like, man, I can't remember if I have any cereal left. And you look up.
It's good. There it is.
You go in the fucking refrigerator. You're like, oh, man, I hope there's a little bit of almond milk left in this carton. Oh,
it's good. There it is.
I just wish he would follow me around.
It's good. There it is.
Oh, man. Side note, I'm really tired of going to places that don't have Apple Pay. I'm cool with Walmart. Something must have happened between Walmart and Apple, cool. They don't want to get Apple Pay. That's cool. I see people spending. If I had an EBT, I'd go in there. I'd do whatever I want. But I can't get no Apple Pay in there, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. Where did I go today? Oh, I went to Nectar. So Nectar, y'all know what Nectar is. I'm assuming y'all know what Nectar is, right? Nectar is the place where you go. You get your green juice. You can get smoothies and shit. They have healthy juice. You get the juice and detox and flush. You know, I went in the day after, you know, running ball with the fellas. We was at the gym running ball with the fellas. And then I went to the green juice spot and I wanted to get some juice. They ain't got Apple Pay. And I'm at the point now, I'll just leave your store. I'll give you a dirty look. I might call you a name under my breath because I'm not that type of human to disrespect you out loud unless I have to. But whatever I call you under my breath, I must follow it up with three Hail Marys because that shit is bad. When you don't have Apple Pay, I will call you names under my breath that deserve three Hail Marys and a kiss from a damn pastor because I can't stand spots that don't have Apple Pay. Apple Pay. I just want to click my phone and say, here you go, baby. Here go the bread. I'm going to be out of here. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have Apple Pay. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have Apple Pay.
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
We don't have Apple Pay. I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3. What the heck is bothering me?
I mean, I can go to Starbucks right now. But by the way, Starbucks, get some honey. I think I talked about this before. Get some honey. I don't know if you need to hijack a truck full of bees going to a bee farm or whatever you got to do. Don't kill them. Don't kill them. Starbucks, just send a team of six with some automatic weapons. Find you a bee truck driving on the road to get to the bee farm. Put some explosives on the road. Take out the tires. Pull up on the truck. Tell people the truck, get out the truck. We want some honey. We're not going to do nothing to the bees. We just want some honey because we can't get any honey anywhere. It don't make any sense, man. Everywhere I go, I pull up. Can I get a medicine ball? Let me get two extra pumps of honey. I'm sorry, we don't have any honey. I got three big ass things of honey now because at this point, I'm just like, it's cool, fam. I'll put it in the shit myself when I get to the cribby. When I get to the cribby, I'll do it to myself. But you know what's cool when I'm done? And I accept the loss of honey and I just accept the medicine ball dry as a piece of shit. I say, hey, I'm going to pay with Apple Pay. And you know what those nice, kind folks at Starbucks do? They pull out the little bit of the little technology gadget. They put it out the window and then boop, I'm on my way back in traffic. Like, hey, hey, hey.
It's good. There it is.
Right. That's all I want, man. I think I deserve Apple Pay wherever I go. That's just me and technology. Now, my technology game ain't going to get too far. My boy texting me right now talking about, you know, black folks have a way of expressing ourselves differently when we're excited about something. So the text message I got was, nigga, that was it. And then the next text came through, said Hawkeye. Now, a lot of folks that enjoy comic book movies or comic book TV shows like Hawkeye and WandaVision and stuff like that, it's a rare condition this day and age. It's rare, right? Where, you know, black men can really be submerged in comic book activity. So it's rare, right? So you don't usually associate with somebody's excitement about Hawkeye saying, nigga, Hawkeye, right? That's all he put was nigga, Hawkeye. And I know what that means. I got to hurry up with this episode because I got to go in there and watch Hawkeye because I ain't watched it yet and I got to get on my shiznit. Now, I'm not saying I haven't watched it. I'm on the newest episode and I got to watch it. It dropped today and I got to get on that shit. But I wanted to talk to y'all for a little bit about Steph Curry, what he did last night. And I got some other things to talk about. I just want to complain about Apple Pay but and talk about this text message. Now, let me go to my messages real quick. Where my shit at? Where my shit at? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, Christmas is next Saturday. Christmas Eve is next Friday. And I hope y'all been really jamming out and enjoying your holiday. Like, as much stuff as we go through and as much stuff as we've been through this last year and some change, you should hopefully y'all really being like, you know what? I'm not going to bitch a lot this year. I'm going to enjoy when I go to a store, having my cart ran into or a kid's screaming and, you know, biting each other and everybody in my way. I just want to get to the Lays. You in the way for the Lays. I just want to get the Lays and get out of here. Why is it so busy? But this year, I want you to be like, hey, excuse me. I just want to get to the Lays right there. And wow, happy holidays. That's what I want you to be like. And I know everybody can't be like that, but I've been really attacking wanting to be very, very happy this holiday season because things have been extremely weird for a very long time. If you've been on Earth, period, for a long time, you know that things are just weird, right? But in the last year and some change have been extremely somebody with a fifth arm weird, you know? And you got to try to enjoy your days much. So I enjoyed my Halloween. I enjoyed my Thanksgiving. We talked about that in the last podcast. Now, next up is... Next up is Christmas and how will I light the fire in my fireplace? You know, I thought about many ways how I'd go about this year's lighting of the fireplace. I only do it once a year. It's usually for Christmas Eve, right? I usually spend it by myself. I don't have family like that. But so the goal is to, you know, not to take out Winston, my Wheaton Terrier. I don't really care about myself sometimes when I light the fire because I like to, you know, kind of play a risk role. Can I be an action hero when I'm lighting the fire? Then I got to catch myself and realize that I got neighbors around me and then I got a dog. So I try not to play the risk role and try to be an action hero. I just try to make sure that I light the fire and I don't burn everybody else up around me and myself and my dog, right? So this year I plan on going to Ace Hardware, buying the best lighter fluid I can, and seeing if I can't turn this bitch into an inferno. No, I'm kidding. I swear to God. But I do want to, I am ordering when I get off and I'm watching Hawkeye. I'm going to order the KFC log. Now, I'm a vegan, and do I really feel like having my whole crib smell like KFC? I'm vegan. Do I really want my crib, my home, my spot, the place that I lay my head, the place that I bring women over to do the humpty hump? Do I really want it to smell like KFC? Yes, because I'm that type of human. Yes, I do want to smell like KFC. And I want everybody else in, that's around me to be like, damn, somebody really got out of KFC. Can you imagine somebody being like, damn, I think I smell KFC. I sure could go for some KFC. Sure wouldn't mind some wedges. So, yeah, it's Christmas and it's time for me to light the fireplace. It's always an event. And the thing is, I actually have like fireplace tools. Now I'm a man's man, meaning like not a man's man. Like I ain't in the woods with an axe and a flannel, you know, closing my eyes and throwing it and killing my prey to eat. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm a man. And you wouldn't think that when you see me that I actually have fireplace tools, pokers and shovelers and shit. Like, it doesn't seem like something I would have. And they're nice. I got like some copper gold looking joints. You know what I'm saying? Something you might think you could take to the antique TV show and see if you get some money off of it. But you know, in your heart, it's not really worth nothing, but it was worth the travel, the attempt to see if you can have some money. But you knew that you shouldn't. Now you just wasted $30 in gas going to the antique TV show to try to get some money off some fireplace tools. It was a bad mistake. And so I use the tools sometimes to light my fireplace. And, you know, I make sound effects when I do it. Right. I'm really excited. It's a whole thing for me. And I didn't do the KFC log last year. I just did regular logs. I had some gummies with some Kenny G in the back. And it was just, oh, Kenny G. I forgot. I got to play some music. You won't belong to me. I let you down. I walk around and see you. Wait, before I even start, let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all a joke or something. I know I got a younger generation that listen to me. I know it. I know there's a younger generation that listens to me, and y'all like, man, what is this dude playing? CNC Music Factory, everybody. You won't belong to me, I'll let you down. It's 1990. You won't belong to me, I'll let you down. I imagine myself in the back of my mom's 88 Grand Marquis eating some French fries while she's driving, and I'm back there enjoying myself. Some French fries with McDonald's. I'm just in the back enjoying myself like... You won't belong. Everybody, everybody, and we'll come back to that. Now we're going to go get. Okay, I'll stop. But it's Christmas time, man. And you got to enjoy yourself because the way things is going, you never know. The NBA and NFL, I mean, they're getting COVID with, I mean, they're just, it's all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Mattress Firm. COVID is like Mattress Firm for the NFL and NBA right now. They can't shake it. It's 10 players here, 3 players. I mean, at this point, I'm going to sign up because they're going to need some people to hoop for them. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to give me some Patrick Ewing knee braces. I'm going to ice my stuff. I'm going to give me a Hypervolt. You know, the Hypervolt, the one that, you know, did the gun with the trigger and it'd be massaging the muscle. Give me a Hypervolt. I'm going to give me some Patrick Ewing knee braces. I'm going to give me some ice packs for my shoulders and my neck because sometimes they get stiff. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to sign up for the NBA and ball because everybody in COVID protocol. Everybody in protocol. I might even call my people that I know that's in the NFL and say, y'all need somebody to tackle a nigga, I get him. Shit, y'all ain't gotta pay me that much money. Pay me like, you know, $7,500. I knock a nigga on his ass. Bow. You know, dig, rap, drive. $7,500 in the bank. Cause everybody in protocol, baby. Everybody in protocol. Say, what you doing? I'm chilling in protocol. It's crazy to watch, you know, we have so many rules set up, so many things you can do, but it's just a part of society now. And I don't think it's going anywhere. And that's, I kind of think it's okay. I don't want nobody getting sick or dying, but it's just a part of living now. It's breathing, it's air, it's dumpsters, it's recycling, it's traffic, pollution, sun, moon, stars, sky, religion. It's just a part. COVID is a part of life. It's never going anywhere. And we protect ourselves and do the things we do. And, you know, you got to get your immunity system right, your immune system right. And, you know, I'm in a gym. I got a trainer and that's not fun. Nobody says, you know what? Me having a trainer is just like a lot of fun. You know, we really get in there. We work really hard. You know, we do sit-ups. We do 100 sit-ups a set. And it's really, really a therapeutic and fun for me to have my trainer right there next to my ear just telling me that I'm a piece of shit. And but, you know, nobody ever says that. Nobody's ever excited. You know, when you got a trainer, you're like, ah, got to get up, go train with this motherfucker. But it's good. Once you get there, you do it, you're good. But you got to do these things, man. You got to take care of your body. You got to take care of your body. You don't want to end up like Zion Williams, right? I shouldn't have said that. That was too far. That's what I feel like Zion, because when he go to sleep, he think about how he was, what size he was in Duke, and he wake up and he, and Zion, he's like, I can't see my dick anymore because my stomach in my way. Zion, the problem is because you're getting bigger, you got to slim. I know you can't sleep at night. You toss a turn, but you can't sleep with the donut in your hand. I get it. What we want you to do is try to run 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 to 10 miles, and then don't eat what's in your hand right now. I get it, Zion. You can't. We there, but the reason you can't is because you're thinking about how it used to be back in the day when you was able to sit in a desk and then it didn't make any sound. But now, because you are close to 400 pounds, it ain't the same. Okay, Zion, we get it. I'm tripping. I don't know why y'all listen to me. If y'all listen to me right now, y'all crazy. But let me tell y'all something y'all really need to do. Okay, y'all need to listen right now. I have discovered my first audiobook. I don't think I talked about this in my last episode. If I did, bear with me, tell me. It's cool, y'all will. And my first audiobook that I discovered, I listened to it on Audible. I think that's what it is. I think it's what it is. Amazon's joint. Is Will Smith's book. And man, I never thought for a minute I would be this damn hooked. Now, I don't know, audiobook. I didn't know he was going to read it to me. Okay. Full disclosure, being an open book here. Get it? I did have an audiobook before. It was Stephen King's Salem's Lot, and because I'm a Stephen King fan. And the dude that was reading it, he was real like, I'm going to call the police on you. You know what I'm saying? Like he sounded like he didn't never hesitate. He see a black person, he just called the police. You know what I'm saying? He's at Jiffy Lube getting an oil change. There's another black man there getting an oil change. He looked about 20 seconds and said, you know what? I got to call the police on him. He don't seem right. That's how his voice sounded. So that way I didn't really enjoy listening to that man read the book to me because I didn't like the way he sounded. Now, Will Smith is a total different thing, and I didn't know that he was doing it. It was such a treat. I said, man, I'm gonna listen to Will Smith book because I'm a Will Smith fan. I grew up on Fresh Prince. That was my life. And I gotta listen to the book. And holy shit. If you get the chance and you can't read, like if you read like this, the cat had an apple app. If you read like that, just get the audio version of the book. Will Smith is reading it to you, and the things that he talks about in his book and about his life, it's hilarious. It's deep. It's things you didn't know. A lot of things I didn't know. And it's just an incredible, motivating book on top of just hearing all these stories about his life and his marriage and all that stuff. And, you know, you hear it, you would read, you know, little, I don't know if you want to say headlines. Will Smith was jealous of Tupac. And you'd be like, damn, there must be a whole chapter on this shit. It's not like a whole chapter. It's impressive for him to say it out loud to all of us, but it's not a whole chapter. You would think some of these things, you will Jada stop fucking other niggas? You know, it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? You get to hear how much love he has for, how his kids was next. How the story of how Jaden was named. Y'all got to listen to that. How they got that kid named, you got to listen to that story because it's hilarious. It's funny how he got put on the Bad Boys, what happened. When, it's just a lot of dope stuff that I tried to spoil for y'all because then that would be no fun. Like, you could be mad at me for potentially spoiling some things in the book. But there's it's really, really, really dope to listen to him. Because he also imitates voices. He does Muhammad Ali. Ah, shit. I told y'all something, didn't I? My bad, fam. He does Muhammad Ali's voice. Okay, what? Y'all not going to roll up on me? So I said something in the book. It was an accident. Y'all know me. Y'all ain't going to square up on me when you see me. I doubt. Did anybody going to square? Listen, you want it? Come get it. I'm Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. Let's say, no matter what your I feel bad because I feel like once again I did it to the younger generation. They're gonna be like, man, what is this? And I'm like, it's Bobby Brown. Every little step I take. I mean, it was a jam. It was a jam. I don't know how y'all came. If you're not closing your eyes and, you know, every little step I take, you tripping, man. Now, let me continue. So Christmas is on the way, and I start my movie run. I probably start it when I get back from the club Friday night. So I have comfort shows that I watch, and lately I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know, comfort shows, right? Who comes up with this shit? We are Americans, we are fat. So comfort shows, something that I watch before I go to sleep. So I've been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is very hilarious, by the way. And I know it's back on HBO Max. I didn't know it was back. Somebody had to tell me, and I had already started watching it. So I'm excited to get to these new episodes that's on HBO Max. But when I get back home from the club, I usually got to unwind and get rid of all the weed smoke that's in my clothes because I don't smoke, but everybody else in the club smokes. And there's just a ton of weed smoke fucking each other inside my clothes. So I got to get back. I take off the gear and I lay down, or, you know, so I know. I just went straight to the lay down, man. Sometimes it'd be like that. Now, I know what you're thinking. Shade, that's nasty. You get back from the club and you just lay down. I take my shit off, but listen, man, when I'm old, man, I'm old. I'm around all the, you know, these young niggas got these tight ass jeans on and 8 blunts in their hand and, you know, 1 bottle the whole night. Then niggas be sucking on that bottle for whole night. They just holding on to that bottle for dear life. They got the 8 blunts in one hand and 1 bottle of Bella in the other. And them motherfuckers will not let that bitch go. They get to the backwash and will still be flossing in front of the video. And the ladies and ain't wearing nothing. And I get too excited. When you get too excited, when you're old, your heart starts to race and you get dizzy and shit. And I get too old and I get weird about myself. I be tired. So when I get home, I just strip off all my weed clothes and I get into bed, man. Now listen, I got some shit. I wash my sheets and I got some spray to get rid of the germs and the fabric. Y'all calm down being on my back. But anyway, when I get home come Friday night is when I start my journey to all my Christmas movies that I enjoy. So I'm thinking about starting off with Santa Claus. There's some heavy hitters that you just don't run. You don't run till Christmas Eve and Christmas. Now you don't touch them. If I see you touching any of the heavy classics, Home Alone, you know, Miracle on 34th Street, the biggest one of them all, Christmas Story for me, if you touch them, Home Alone 2, if you touch any of these motherfuckers before the 24th or the 25th, you should be shot in the kneecaps and scalped on sight. We don't allow that. So you got to start off base. You can move around, do some things, you know. Around the 23rd, if you want, you can dive into the Grinch. I don't recommend it. I recommend that being for Christmas Eve and Christmas too. What's my other one? Christmas Eve. Elf, Will Ferrell. You know, you got to wait on that till Christmas Eve. But there's some jingle all the way. You can get to the 22nd, the 23rd of the month, if you like. But then there's some ones where you could just kind of like, okay, I'm getting into the mood. The week is coming. Christmas is on the way. I'm a fire up Santa Claus at 4 o'clock in the morning and fall asleep to it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You ain't got to judge me 4 o'clock in the morning watching a Christmas movie. Let me tell you something. If you ever watch a scary movie, and it's just terrifying, you can't go to sleep, fire up a Christmas movie and you will be knocked out in no time. That shit brings you so much joy and so much. You be smiling like, oh shit, look at Tim Allen, there's Santa Claus. You just smiling, so much joy. Bow out like a light. You doubt me? Try it. Watch Conjuring 1. Watch it 1 o'clock at night. Watch it 1 o'clock at night after you spread some goat's blood around your apartment. Spread some goat's blood around your apartment and say, Hakrin, nan, nan, nan. Say, goat's blood, Hakrin, nan, nan, nan. And then watch Conjuring. And then add on to the the fear. Add on to the fear. And you scared. Slap on a Christmas movie. I bet you'd be out like a light. Christmas movies like nightlight. Christmas movies are like nightlights, man. When you terrified and you scared of the dark, you put on a nightlight, you be like, oh shit, this is way better. Woo. If you scared, put on a Christmas movie, I guarantee your ass be snoring. Silent night. Out. Listen to Shade. I have all the things that you need in life. I'm here to protect you, look out for you. This is what we're here for, right? This seasonable cloud, I get to run in my mouth. That's what I do, right? The most fun thing that's coming around is New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is, New Year's Eve for me is much like Vegas. I never really go down to Vegas to party and to have one of those whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas situations. Lord knows I take it. Lord knows I take it. If there's a chance and I go down to Vegas one weekend and I somehow end up with four women and all of them eat my asshole out, I'm going to be cool with that. Now, I ain't saying we got to go advertise it. I'm just saying it was one of those things that happened in Vegas and stays in Vegas. Right? I've never had one of those nights, but I do go to Vegas to throw some dice a little bit and throw and food and an occasional what's the show, you know, like Cirque du Soleil, the occasional Cirque du Soleil show, right? That's how Vegas is for me. I've never had one of those wild nights, and New Year's Eve is one of them same things. I'm not a big partier. Even though I'm a promoter, right? I'm not a big partier. I don't lose my mind. Hey, motherfucker, yeah, motherfucker. And we just slap shot glasses. This is for fucking hating dad. And then take it back. That's not what I do. I'm more of a, are you good? You want some shots? I got you. You need your bottles? Okay, let me go check on them. This the spot to be. I make sure people are having a good time, and then I sit in the corner and I'd be like, y'all motherfuckers wild, and I love every bit of it, right? But I'm not a big party. So New Year's Eve for me is more about providing an environment people can really lose their mind. And since last year people was able to celebrate New Year's, but we definitely didn't celebrate New Year's like we wanted to. I expect absolute chaos. And last year we couldn't do a New Year's Eve party because Phoenix shut us down. We was wilding, you know, we was in heavy protocol, COVID protocol. There was rules in place and we was letting motherfuckers wild in there. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine NBA championship party along with Hugh Hefner's retirement party from Playboy. It was just chaos every weekend. And then Phoenix, city of Phoenix came through and said, you know, y'all motherfuckers don't listen. Because we have been warned quite a few times not to do the things that we was doing, that we need to make sure that the mask is up and this glass up. And it was weird and strange, but we were supposed to do those things and we didn't. We allowed folks to hang from the chandelier and lose their minds. And then they shut us down and I could not do a New Year's Eve party. But this year we are going to shine. We're going to act a fool. Old Thad might join in on acting a fool. I might, man. I don't know, man. I'm weird. I asked for somebody to style me. Then I was like, damn, should I ask them to style me? Because I'm not like a super fashion person. You know what I'm saying? I like for my nuts to be able to breathe. I don't like my jeans too tight. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the Mike Lowry shirt from the chest from Bad Boys, so I can't really be doing all that shit. But, you know, I asked for somebody to style me because I want to kind of have fun, look good on New Year's Eve. But we'll see how it goes. And I'll let you, you know, you good people that are listening to me know how it goes. But I know that I'm getting motherfuckers fucked up. Oh, when you come out this New Year's Eve, you's going to get fried.
You's going to get cooked.
Oh, you going to have a good time with me. We downtown Phoenix at Monarch, we gonna have a good time. Over 1,000 people for sure. We gonna have a good time, man. It's gonna be a great time. And I hope you, like I said, I hope you out here and I hope you celebrating your holidays. I hope you have, like, you really get into your Christmas. I'm gonna do another Christmas. It's gonna be a whole Christmas episode next week. I'm gonna lose my mind in this Christmas episode. I hope you enjoy that. And I'm gonna say it again. I'm gonna be saying it for the next couple episodes. Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy your New Year's. You got to. Because you never know. Right? So you got to enjoy. There's so much weird shit going on. Gas is $10. You can't go anywhere. One of my finest women's wanted me to come over last weekend. I said, you 12 miles out the way. That's going to run me $30. I just can't do it. Elon Musk looking more like a genius every day. He looking more and more like Iron Man to me every day. Let me get me an electric car. This shit is out of hand. New Year's Eve in 2 weeks. Christmas in 1 week. Should I get on a date nap? I've been thinking about it. Should I? You know, I know some people that are on date naps. Somebody just told me that. I can't think of it. Don't judge me. I can't think of the name of it. But it's a date nap that has more affluent men on there. You know, people who got some money, right? So she was on this app, and this app is more geared towards those people who got money, and it's more geared towards people who are ready to get married. I don't need to be on it. Feel bad, man, because you know you can't be a certain age on a hookup app, can you? Can you? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be 62 on Tinder. You know what I'm saying? I don't want every time I swipe left or right, my teeth fall out. I don't want to do that, right? I don't think that's cool, right? So I'm thinking, like, should I get on a date nap, man? You know, I just want to get on Tinder. You know, I want to get on Tinder. Y'all know I want to get on Tinder. But I hear, my boy, he's on Bumble. You know, I don't really know Plenty of Fish. I feel like Plenty of Fish is more of a Craigslist version of a dating app. Like, you can go on Plenty of Fish. You can find somebody who might have a dolly for you to use. Oh, you moving? I got a dolly for you to use. And we can go out on a date. That's great. That's what I feel like. I'm sorry. I never know what she's saying. I just be in the back. Everybody, 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 everybody. everybody, 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 everybody.
Ow. I got some Instagram tips coming up. Y'all hold tight.
I know y'all like my Instagram tips. So three new tips or features that Instagram. So I just did this one like yesterday because we have a private screening of Spider-Man happening. We have a private screening of Spider-Man happening this Friday. It's downtown Phoenix at the AMC. It's at 9:15. I'll post the link in the show notes. If you're here in Phoenix and you want to go, I'll post the notes. But I posted my ticket link. There's a custom ticket link. They call it like a custom text for link stickers. So like if you go in and you got like a product, maybe you sell wig glue, you know, for men. There's wig glue for men. You have found this amazing combination that comes out and it makes wig glue for men. So guys who got to wear toupees and shit, they need to have that shit on their dome and use. Look at the glue. The glue I made is amazing. So you want to post it on your stories and you want to put the link on it. Now you, instead of it just saying whatever the link is, like Linktree or whatever, now you can customize it. So what I did was yesterday, I put the link up and then I was able to customize, say, Spider-Man Homecoming. Oh, what did I say? It was Spider-Man Homecoming. No, Spider-Man private screening tickets. There it is. Wow. I was a little slow, but that's what it was, right? So that's really dope that you able, if you have the swipe up ability, you able to go on, if you're working for a brand or whatever, you can, you know, you work, I deal with Packwood. So if Packwood sends me something they want me to post up, I'm able to post up the product and then I'm able to add the sticker, but customize it and say Packwood's blah, blah, blah. So that's really dope instead of having whatever link just pops up. And then they have this thing that I'm not a big reel person. I use reels, but I'm not a big, you know, remix or make my own reels. I kind of put videos on reels that I may, you know, take myself, but I'm not a, you know, put my face on the camera type guy because I don't want everybody falling in love with me. I don't want my tires busted because of my cheekbones because I look that good. I'm here to protect y'all from going crazy over me. So that's what I'm here for, right? So. But you're able to now, if you put up a reel, right? Just imagine putting up a reel and then somebody comments, you're able to respond to that comment with another reel. So Instagram is really, you know, they're really trying to just keep ahead of the game. And I love it because I love the gram, man. Like I said, man, you make your bread off of it. You can make your cheese off of it. Don't run away from it. I'm always tell you this platform is free in its own way. Go ahead and make your bread. If you have a brand, you have a product, you have something you want to do, you want to become something, you want to, you know, you got to take advantage of the platform. It's there for you. Don't let nobody fool you and tell you that you can't use that platform to make any money. They had the stories playback and I wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan of the stories playback. It was like some 2021 shit. And it was trash. I wasn't, you know, whatever. You could play back your 2021 best stories shit. And it was that's trash. Now, the most important thing that I think some people may have, there's two things. I seen the filter. I have the filter option, right? I know I'm supposed to be telling y'all like three, but I have the filter option. Now, the filter option, you can go through and then look at your likes, right? You can see who's liking your shit. But then you click on filter in the right-hand corner and you can filter out who's liking your shit. So if you got some verified people, you want to see if some verified people liked your post, you're able to click on verified and it'll show you all the verified people that have liked your previous post, which is really, 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 really cool. And then this is the major one. Hold on real quick. Let me get back to it because I got to make sure I'm showing you niggas what's going on. I don't want y'all just be like, damn, Shane, what you doing, man? You just over there bunching. But I'm not. I got some shit. Okay. So then they got the Instagram custom feed option. So basically, IG's just bringing back the chronological order. IG's whole original game plan was we're just going to kind of show you what we think you want to see more of, which is like, you know, they felt like they were Professor X or they were a mind reader. They were basically saying like, we think you're going to like this, and what if we're able to pull this off, you'll want to stay on our platform more, which means if you stay on the platform more, when people run ads or they buy ads, you will see the ads because we are a very, very, very big app and we have a shitty ad platform. My bad. I didn't mean that on Instagram. I love y'all to death. And so they're getting back to the chronological feed, but they're going to give you different options, which will say home, following, favorites, and manage favorites, which is really cool, man. I like that because there are people that I follow that I want to see. I really don't care. I love people. I love you humans. I don't care to see anybody with their kids. I just hope that, like, if you're pregnant, oh my God, congratulations. That's so dope, right? Like, you're pregnant. I'm so happy for you. And that's like the greatest thing on earth because you're bringing life onto this earth and you're so dope for doing it. But what happens is there's 30 pictures of the pregnancy immediately. And that, ladies and gentlemen, makes me go to the mute button because it could be a friend of mine, not necessarily like a friend, but somebody that I've been following for a long time. Me and these people are like Instagram friends. You know what I'm saying? They comment on my stuff. I like their stuff. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time that happens to me, it's one of my IG crushes. She ends up getting knocked up. And then now I'm hurting over it because now I can't enjoy it properly. But anyway, when it happens, I'm mute. Right. But now I can have my whole joint set up the way I need to. And then I get to see the people that I want to see come down my feed first. That excites me. I'm excited for it. And I want to thank all y'all for listening. I am Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. And you can follow me on Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. I'm on Twitter at Thaddeus Shade. I'm actually using my Facebook like crazy now. Who would have thought, right? I'm a tweet nut. I'm on the Facebooky now. What is happening? Remember, I used to talk so much shit about Facebook. Not anymore. I'm on Facebook, fam. I am on Facebook. Now, look. Something's wrong with me. But I want to thank y'all for listening. Make sure if you're in Phoenix area, you want to go hang out with us and watch Spider-Man Friday. I'm going to put the link to the tickets in the show notes of the podcast episode, and you'll be able to click on the links and go right there and purchase tickets to hang out with us in a private screening of Spider-Man No Way Home, which has already got 97% on Rotten Tomato. I think we are in for a treat. My boy Davion said, Nika, Hawkeye. So now I got to go and watch Hawkeye. I'm super excited. I want to thank everybody. Peace out. Is there anything that I could just run right now? Did I run everything? Okay, I talked about. I love you, Curry. Curry, I love you, man. Can you drop some more shoes, bro? Everything you do is awesome, but you and Under Armour got to get y'all shit together and drop some more shoes, man. I have been on a Starbucks strike when it comes to tea because these motherfuckers ain't got no honey. And I know about a month ago I was complaining about these some bitches not having no honey. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. I said it again. These some bitches still ain't got no honey. They ain't got no honey, man. I go there, they ain't never got no honey. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to make my own medicine balls at the house because I don't really drink tea, but I will tear a medicine ball up. I said, I'll make my own tea at the house. So then I go, right? And I'm like, okay, what is a medicine ball, right? I go look and it's, what is that shit? It's like it's Tijuana, I don't know, Tijuana. I know that's where you get marijuana.